Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, Certified Astrologer, and in this segment I will be talking about the full moon. Specifically, the name of the full moon is the Worm Moon. The Worm Moon will take place on March 25th at 3 a.m. So let's go ahead and get started here. The first house is only has Pluto, so Pluto is a very slow-moving planet. So the first thing we want to talk about is the full moon signs. As you know, the sun actually just entered Aries not too long ago. So what is important more so is that what house this is bordering. We can count the sun as being in the second house. However, because the sun is bordering the third house, we would say that the effect is being felt more in the third house than the second house. And I'm going to go into the meaning of that momentarily. For now, I want you to also take a look at the sign, of course, Aries in the second house, as I said. And then the moon, even though it resides in the eighth house, this is actually bordering the ninth house. So the interpretation will be more of the ninth house than the eighth house. So let's take a look what is going on more minutely with the planets. So the second house typically represents not only emotion, also this is material possessions, and in some ways the self-esteem also is symbolized by the second house. So Mars is bringing attention to the second house, and as I said, this is actually the house of material possessions. So sometimes you might see some turbulence here, maybe some changes in your material possessions, maybe more expenses, less possessions, and this might be seen within the context, within the global context, that there might be fluctuations within the economic condition of the country or certain parts of the world. With globalization, any sort of fluctuation within one country is felt throughout the world. So be looking out for that. Saturn actually is right next to to Venus, and so this is kind of a difficult sign and a difficult configuration to be looking at, because Saturn is actually suppressing some of the characteristics of Venus. Typically, in previous readings, what I've seen is Mars and Venus are next to each other. So you can kind of, that's a very positive configuration. However, when you have Saturn, then some of that is getting suppressed. And so there might be material possessions that may not be expressed in the way that it should. There might also be fluctuations in self-esteem, and some of the more low-income countries might feel like their circumstances are not being met. So this is what is within the second house, and also the effect of the sun. That's the kind of the truth that is being kind of nebulized or unclear by Neptune right next to it. So there's an opposition going on between also education, the house of education, that is the ninth house, and the material possession. So student loans, student debt, a lot of policy that has already been passed, and in the future there might be more. This is a communication. This is a configuration for that. Now in the third house, as you can see, there's exploration, transportation, that's what this symbolizes. So you have Mercury there, and trying to figure out what the configuration is here. A lot more communication, of course, takes place because of Mercury being in the third house. So a lot of, I also try like to look at what is going on in the lower heavens versus the upper. And so a lot of what you're doing is, what people will be doing collectively is kind of not expressing themselves, just working on their inner self and trying to understand what that means. And then I wanted to bring to your attention also the Ascendant. Now the Ascendant is Capricorn. The ruler of Capricorn is the Sun. And remember, the ruler of Capricorn is Saturn. And so Saturn is actually playing a major role in suppressing the effects of Venus. And Venus represents kind of our feminine side the personality from a feminine perspective. So that is what is going on in the heavens during the warm moon. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.